From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Today, with less than 30 days until the scheduled Iraqi election, insurgents pounded Baghdad with consecutive car bombs, killing dozens of people. In the last 3 days across Iraq, more than 40 members of Iraq's security services have been killed. And this morning, the governor of Baghdad province was assassinated. Lourdes Garcia Navarro is in the Iraqi capital with more on the day there.
At around 11 a.m. this morning, gunmen ambushed the governor of Baghdad, Ali al-Haidari, as he traveled in an SUV in one of the city's northern neighborhoods with a security detail. He was killed along with four of his guards. It's the second time that insurgents have targeted the governor. His deputy was killed in November. Mohammed Zamil Zakid, a member of Baghdad City Council, says the governor was trying to improve the capital. He worked so that Baghdad would get better, but the men of the old regime and the terrorists and the dark forces don't want Baghdad to be on its feet again, he says. The Jordanian militant Abu Musab al-Zarqawi claimed responsibility in a statement posted on an Islamic website. Earlier in the day, Baghdad was rocked by a blast strong enough to shake the floor and rattle the windows more than a mile away. A suicide bomber crashed a bomb-laden fuel truck into a checkpoint near the U.S.-controlled Green Zone. At least 10 people were killed, 8 of them Iraqi special forces. The blast took place in the same area where yesterday a suicide bomber killed 2 Iraqi guards at a checkpoint near the compound housing Prime Minister Iyad Alawi's political party. Also yesterday, 4 people were killed, including an American civilian and 2 British security contractors, at an entrance to the Green Zone. Beyond the Iraqi toll today, 3 American soldiers were killed in northern Baghdad. A Marine and another soldier were killed elsewhere. It's the most Americans killed in a single day since a suicide bomber in Mosul killed 14 soldiers in a food hall. Insurgents have become ever more bold and sophisticated in the run-up to the elections. Foreign news agencies are receiving daily tapes from insurgent groups showing attacks. In the most recent one, masked insurgents are shown loading up a car with explosives as Islamic chants play in the background. An insurgent sitting in the car claims he's from the Brigade of Islamic Anger. We have loaded up this car with explosives to attack an American convoy, he says. We swear by God the Almighty, our goal is the soldiers of the infidels of the occupation. We don't want to kill civilians because Muslim blood is precious to us. From a nearby hilltop, a U.S. military convoy is shown driving down a road. There's a huge explosion. The tape ends. As the violence escalates, so have calls for the elections to be postponed. So far, the Iraqi commission organizing the vote has said it will be held as scheduled on January 30th. Carlos Valenzuela is the top UN election official in Iraq.
By definition, these elections were thought of as transition elections that would take place in a context that it's not the most conducive for elections. But this is not the only place where this has happened. In a number of transition elections, the conditions are not there, and that's precisely why they are necessary, because they are important in the transition to a more stable, to a more consolidated democracy.
Iraqi interim government president Ghazi Al-Yawar, a Sunni, is urging the United Nations to reconsider whether to press ahead with the elections. But other Iraqi officials say they must go ahead as planned. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Baghdad.